She rolled her eyes. Her name was Saffron, and she was me. I had to chuckle. Okay, you're playing some little game here, and you want me to play along. Very well, let me guess. I paced a few steps away, then whirled around. You and Sardina are best friends, am I right? She didn't answer. Okay, let's try again. You and Sardina are sisters, and you're playing a joke. She stared at me for what seemed a whole minute before a little smile curled at the corners of her mouth.
You're pretty observant, aren't you?
Hey, that's my business. Did I mention that I'm head of ranch security?
Really? Head of ranch security? Is that as important as it sounds?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm not one to brag, but, well, you're talking to the guy who barks up the sun every day. She was stunned.
No, honestly? You're the one?
Yes, ma'am, the very one. And when I'm not barking up the sun and providing sunshine for all the little children, I'm busting monsters and solving mysteries. She let out a giggle.
Oh, my, and I thought I could fool you.
Well, a lot of them try, ma'am, but I'm always one step ahead. See, I knew right away that you and Sardina were sisters.
She gave her head a shake.
Well, this is just amazing. Would you like to speak to Sardina?
Well, sure, why not? I mean, if one gal is good, two are double good, right?
She gave me a wink.
She's right over here. Don't go away.
She stepped out of my view, and I heard myself say, Me? Go away? Lady, you don't know me as well as I know me. I wouldn't miss this for all the bones in Texas. A moment later, Sardina Bandana made her appearance, a lady dog of such gasparating beauty that I could hardly breathe. When I finally found my voice, I stammered, Holy smokes, you're gorgeous! She primped at her ears.
Oh, foo, you probably don't even remember me.
I remember you very well, my sugar plum. You come from Boston, you enjoy swimming in the ocean, and you hate lobsters. When they carried you away from my ranch this morning, I saw the tears streaming down your cheeks.
You did?
I did, and Sardina, my dumpling. Ever since that moment, I haven't been able to eat or sleep or think about anything but you. Her smile vanished.
Oh, I heard you talking to Saffron, and you said she was gorgeous.
Me? I said that? She turned two flaming eyes at me.
You certainly did. And how do you suppose that makes me feel? You probably go around saying that to all the girls.
I don't.
You're a cad.
I'm not. I'm the sweetest, kindest dog I've ever met, honest.
She lifted her chin.
Then prove it. Choose one of us, me or my sister. You can't have both of us.
I paced a few steps away, gathering my thoughts. Very well, if you insist. Sardina, when I first laid eyes on your sister, I thought she was gorgeous. But now that I've seen you again, I know that I was wrong.
You're sure?
Absolutely. Next to you, a blooming rose is but a pitiful thing.
Oh, how sweet. You've chosen me?
Yes, and congratulations, my little cherry cobbler.
She smiled and batted her eyelashes.
I'll get Saffron, and you can tell her the bad news.
Huh? No, wait.
She dashed off towards the front of the pickup, and a moment later, oops, Saffron, Snaffron, whatever her sister's name was, stormed into view. And fellers, she looked steamed.